This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the next few recordings, I want to speak about the Kaaba in specific. I want to go into details so that we can appreciate the significance of the Kaaba. The first thing that we need to understand is that the Kaaba is the Qibla of the entire Muslim world. For 16 months, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced Jerusalem whilst he was in Medina. But very regularly, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would look towards the sky in the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send revelation to say that now your Qibla has been changed towards the Kaaba and no longer Jerusalem. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. And then finally the revelation came down, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُ مَا كُنْتِ. That wherever you are, O Prophet of Allah and your followers, let them face the Kaaba. So the Kaaba is the Qibla, the direction of the entire Muslim Ummah. Secondly, we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةٍ. The first house that was established for the sole purpose of worship and ibadah is actually the Kaaba. There were many buildings before the Kaaba, but the first building to be erected for the purpose of ibadah was the Kaaba. And then after that, other masajids and other places of worship came about. Allah says, Mubarak, it is blessed. Wahudan lil alameen. And secondly, the Kaaba is a point of guidance, a point of hidayah for mankind. So we learn three things from this verse. The first point is that it is the first house to be established for the purpose of ibadah. Secondly, we learn that it is blessed. And thirdly, we learn that it is a point of guidance for mankind. Now, let's do an overview of the Kaaba before we get into the specifics. The meaning of Kaaba means four-cornered, لتربيعها. The reason why it's called Kaaba, one of the meaning is because of its four corners. Now, if you look at the four corners, the first corner is the eastern corner, also known as the Hajr al-Aswad corner because of the black stone being located on this side. This is the eastern corner of the Kaaba, which faces towards India. And then you got the second corner of the Kaaba, which is known as the Iraqi corner. And this is the northern part of the Kaaba, or the northern corner of the Kaaba. And then you have the third corner of the Kaaba, which is known as the Shami corner. And this is because it's facing towards Sham, Syria, or the Levant. And then you have the Yemeni corner that is facing towards Yemen. So these are the four corners of the Kaaba. Two of them are very significant. That is the Hajr al-Aswad corner and the Rukn al-Yamani corner, because these are the actual foundation of the Ibrahimi Kaaba when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam established, or when he was rebuilding the Kaaba. The other two corners are actually when the Quraysh ran short of funds, they were unable to complete the Kaaba and bring it onto the Ibrahimic foundation. So that is why you find that there's a semicircular area adjacent to the Kaaba. So the two corners, that is the Rukn al-Yamani corner and the Hajr al-Aswad corner, these are on the original foundation where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba. The other two, because of lack of funds, the Quraysh made it smaller and shorter in space. So those are the four corners of the Kaaba. And then in terms of the overview, we also got the Hajr al-Aswad, the black stone. Next to that, we've got the Multazam. That is the area between the black stone and the door of the Kaaba. Whatever dua you make here, Allah will readily accept it. We'll go into more details, inshallah, in the other episodes. Then you have the Babul Kaaba, the door of the Kaaba. And then you have a place called Shadarwan. Shadarwan is the external area of the Kaaba. At the lower end, there's 8 black stones or black bricks which are laid there. This was put there in order to give support to the Kaaba, and this was done by Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You then have the Mizabur Rahmah. This is the gutter of the Kaaba where rain flows through and water flows through. And then you have the Hatim or the Hijru Ismail, the room of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, the semicircular area. If you perform salah inside here, you are actually performing salah in the Kaaba. Then you come towards the Yemeni corner, and before that you got the Al-Musta'jar. Al-Musta'jar is that area where the second door of the Kaaba is actually ought to be located. Between that area and the Yemeni corner, that area is known as Al-Musta'jar. Whichever dua you make here, that dua will also be accepted. Now, the Kaaba was actually built with two doors. One was the entry point and one was the exit point. At the moment, you only see the entry point. If you look at the other side, you need to picture another door there. And between that door and the Yemeni corner, that place is called the Musta'jar. Like how you have the Multazim on the other side, on this side you got the Al-Musta'jar. Currently, I am facing the Yemeni corner. Very significant corner. Between the Yemeni corner and the Hajr al-Aswad corner, that is a very important area. That is why the scholars tell us that you should be reciting رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, because there are thousands of angels that are stationed here who are only saying Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And then you also have a few meters away Maqam Ibrahim, the station of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which was actually part of the Kaaba. And during the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he then moved it few meters away. It is still in that spot till today. And few meters away also you've got the Well of Zamzam. This is an overview of the Kaaba, and inshallah in the next few recordings I want to go into the details. We'll speak about the Hajr al-Aswad, we'll speak about the Multazim in detail, we'll speak about the Mizab al-Rahma, the Hatim, the Shadarwan, we'll speak about the Yemeni corner, and we'll speak about other aspects pertaining to the Kaaba itself, so that when we come here we are able to appreciate the significance of this place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and bring us time and time again to this place, mashallah. Just before we close off this recording, there are 120 blessings that descend each day and each night on the Kaaba. 60 for those that perform tawaf around it, 40 for those that perform salah here, and 20 for those that just look at the Kaaba, subhanallah. Also, performing salah here secures you the reward of 100,000 salah, mashallah. What a blessed area we are in. What a mubarak place this is. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this place with a lot of blessings. Every Nabi and every Prophet of Allah has made tawaf of the Kaaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and bring us here time and time again.